It says, our bodies now disappoint us, but when they are raised, they will be full of glory. They are weak now, but when they are raised, they will be full of power. Aren't you looking forward to this new body? This new body, they ain't never going to be sick. And this new body that, can you imagine, some of you probably seen those old stories, you know, about beam me up, Scotty. You know, you've probably seen some of that, you know. I can just see it now. One day the Lord says, son, I need you over here in Jerusalem right now. And I say, yes, sir. And bam, I'm standing in his presence. You ain't never seen nothing like beam me up, Scotty. This glorified body is going to be able to be translated through space at the speed of thought. Isn't that something? To think that I could be right here 1 second, and the same second, I can be in Israel talking to the king. Isn't that something? Our bodies are going to be full of power. They're never going to be sick again. They're going to be an awesome body. They're never going to sin again. You know, that sin's not even going to be a question in your glorified body. You know, you're not going to have to worry about none of this junk. You know, I will be full of power. Verse 44 and 45. They are natural human bodies now, but when they are raised, they will be spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, so also are spiritual bodies. The scripture tells us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last man, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. Now, was the disciples or the apostles in a locked room that morning? And Thomas is saying, guys, I know you said you've seen him, but I ain't going to believe until I can look at him. I got to stand right here eye to eye to him. I got to be able to put my hand in his side, and I got to be able to put my fingers in the holes in his hand. Otherwise, I ain't going to believe. And all of a sudden, the king manifests in that locked room with those guys, didn't he, Eric? He said, here I am, Thomas. Oh, an exciting moment. You talk about an exciting moment. Wow. The king, he manifests himself, and he's sitting there like this, and here I am, Thomas. Come over. Put your hand in my side. The hole's still there. Put your fingers in the holes of my hand. And stop being faithless. Believe. Isn't that something? You know, unbelief is the major problem. I call that a sin. The major sin in the church today, we do not believe that our God is real. If we believed our God is real, we would stop sinning. We would never sin again. I mean, we would do things totally different. Give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I've told this story a few times, but it's a good story. One day we had one of these high-lift trucks I was talking about a while ago. We had a brand new one stolen from off of a yard, and it was gone a year and a half. And finally, somebody called us and said, we found that big, it was a 20-footer, big 20-foot high-lift box, a truck, and I forget what year model it was now, it's way back yonder, but brand new truck. And said, we found it in Nashville, Tennessee, on a parking lot. The police found it, and they contacted the corporation I work for, and that truck was supposed to have been signed to my region, and somebody stole it before it got here, and so we didn't know where it went, so we had to buy another one. And so anyway, they sent me up there to look at it, and I thought, well, I'll go in my car and take a toolbox and some stuff. I'm sure, since it's been gone a year or two, that it'll need a few little things, so I just took a big toolbox set in the back of my Oldsmobile, and I headed to Nashville, Tennessee. I got up there, and I pulled in, and there the truck was, and they had stolen some hydraulic cylinders off of it, you know, and there's a few little odds and ends missing. But I thought, well, there's not a whole lot to keep us from driving it. The battery was, you know, bad, and I thought, well, I'll get somebody here to buy me a new battery and put on there. And then I looked, and the key's missing. What did Jesus say you and I could ask him for? What is it we don't understand about that? If we're walking in obedience to his word, did the king say you could ask for anything? So why don't we live where he told us to live? Because of unbelief. So anyway, I went down to the Ford house. It was one little Ford house that I found. There in Nashville, there's probably many of them, but I found one not too far away. And I went down there and I said, this is the VIN number of this truck. Now, this truck's a couple of years old by this time. I said, I've got the VIN number, and so I want you to cut me a key for this ignition. And the guy went back and checked the records. He said, that truck was made the year before that started. So we can't cut you a key. We don't have the codes for the VIN number. I said, well, do you have an ignition switch? He went back there and come back and said, I got one, and he's got two keys with it. I said, okay. Now, you know how many ignition switches there are for Ford trucks? Unlimited number. You have probably no idea how hard it is to change an ignition switch on a Ford truck. I mean, you got to pull the steering wheel, you got to pull all that column out, you got to get, it's a real nightmare to change that thing. And I have a limited number of tools. And so, being a man of faith, I bought the new ignition switch, took the two keys, stepped out of my car, put the key in my hand. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that I could ask for anything in according to John 14, 13, 14. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I want this key to fit that ignition in that truck, and I want to thank you in advance. It's done. I go walking over. I speed up. I open the door on the driver's side. I reach across there, stick it in, and turn it, and it turned the key on. Now, if we have that kind of power now, what kind of power are we going to have when we get these glorified bodies? But, you know, I've come to realize that in my life, I've lived so far below what was mine as a Christian here on this earth. I mean, God has given you and me the power, if we will walk holy and obedient to His Word, to literally ask for anything and He will do it. That's how I get so many people healed. In this little ministry in the last 20 years, I couldn't even begin to tell you the thousands of people I've been healed by the power of God. In fact, Cheryl, she's only been with me now about 6 years, or a little over 6 years, and she probably couldn't even begin to remember all of them she's seen in the 6 years she's been here. Could you, honey? See, but I saw that. Now, this man sitting right here, this was the first man that Cheryl ever met that was a godly man. I think that's a shame. Why did I say that? Because she fell out of a truck years ago on her head, broke all kinds of bones, ribs, vertebrae, I don't know what all, and she was in excruciating pain for the next 5 or 6 years, and finally she met this couple. This couple walks with God. She had never met a man in her life that walked with God. What a shame! That has a whole lot to say for us, the church, doesn't it? But not one single man could walk in power. But when she met this couple walked in power. And a lady told her, said, you need to go see Eldon. So Cheryl didn't know Eldon. But the girl where she was knew the condition she was in. And Cheryl went over to their house. She spent several hours with them. And they anointed her with oil, prayed over her, and broke all kinds of curses over her. And when Cheryl left that house that night, Cheryl was healed. When God says in His Word, there's one man in a thousand that walks in my power. I think that's really not even true today. I don't think one in a thousand walks in His power today. That's just like when I went to Detroit. I went to a church that had 6,000 members. I gave away that first night $8,000 worth of CDs and DVDs. I took with me boxes and boxes and boxes, and that night, I think they gave me $6,000 for that night. Somebody said, my, Lenz, you went up and spoke for 2 hours and got $6,000. Boy, you really make the money. I said, I don't see how you figure that. They said, what do you mean? I said, I gave away $8,000 worth of product. So if I give away $8,000 worth of product and I get $6,000 back, the last time I figured that, that means I went in the hole $2,000. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? But the thing that was worth it all was the pastor of that big church. He said, Thurman, there ain't nobody in Baltimore, in Detroit, ain't nobody in Detroit walks in power with God. He said, after listening to you talk tonight, I know why we don't. He said, there's too much sin in our life in this city. Now, isn't that a shame? It's available. In this body that you're living in, you can walk in power. I mean, just like when Eldon and Nancy prayed for Cheryl years ago, and she got healed. Now, she had been like that for 5 going on 6 years, and she had not met one single man that knew how to walk in God's power. But when she met this couple, they knew how. And she's still praising God for that. Changed her life forever. You know, we don't realize the thing God says in His Word that we have to do for this body that we live in to walk in His power. But if we obey Him and we walk in His power, then this body on this earth can do great and mighty things. Can't it, Bill? Yes. Great and mighty things. It's amazing what we can do when we walk in touch with God. Verse 46 and 47. What came first was the natural body. Then the spiritual body comes later. Adam, the first man, was made from the dust of the earth, while Christ, the second man, came from heaven. 48 and 9. Every human being has an earthly body just like Adam, but our heavenly bodies will be just like Christ. Now, that's good news, isn't it? We got a new one coming. Just as we are now like Adam, the man of the earth, so we will someday be like Christ, the man from heaven. You know, technically speaking, you should be almost like Christ today, because where is he living today? That's right, Bill. He's living in there. The Savior, the healer, the deliverer, the provider lives in us. And he tells us to do something we don't do well. He says, die to self and let me live through you. When we die to self and let him live through us, this body that we live in today, there is no limitations to what can be done if we'll let him live through us. That's all you got to do, is let him live through you. And when you do, man, he does some awesome things. 1551. What am I saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, why do you, especially you girls, why do you girls spend so much money on this old body? You know what? You have become extremely attached to this thing. Have we not? I mean, I like mine too, don't you? I'm so grateful that I live in a tent that's movable, you know? And I guess, you know, it really is, you know, I mean, I go out there and I work hard and everything, and I do know this tent. When I've been out working, like the other night I came in, it was really hot, and just a few weeks ago, as many of you know. And so I tried not to work too hard in the daytime, so I waited till the sun went down, and then I really worked, and I was working out on the building, and I worked until midnight. Now then, at midnight, when I came in, and I took my blue jeans off, they would almost stand up on their own power. You're laughing like, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, girl? And, of course, when I walked in with my pants on and my shirt on, I walked up to my sweetheart, which loves me, and I start to approach her, and all of a sudden she's got both hands on me. Ooh, you need a shower.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Always Be Enthusiastic About Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.